This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Democrats across the country took the House and flipped several governorships during the midterms. It's a different story in Alabama. Democrats here lost every statewide race, and they lost five state House seats to Republicans. Recent news reports say the Alabama Democratic Party sat on hundreds of thousands of dollars, money candidates say they could have used toward their campaigns. Now, many Alabama Democratic candidates blame their poor performance on the lack of support from the state party. Heather Milam, one of many Democrats who ran for the first time, lost the race for Secretary of State. She told me she needed more support from the state party.
Many of us first-time candidates were learning on the fly, and I think many candidates were a bit disappointed that there wasn't more support, more internal support. And I think that that probably hindered our ability to be more successful than we were.
So what support did you get in your candidacy from the state party?
They printed a flyer for statewide candidates. How effective that is, I don't know. You know, it's interesting, and I don't know that many people know this. When we apply to be the candidate for said office that we're, you know, seeking, we pay a fee to the respective parties that we file under to be on the primary ballot in June. Yet those fees aren't then in turn used for that primary election in June. In fact, the state incurs all the costs for that, and the local governments, of course, running those elections. So I would think that if we're paying the parties to qualify us to make sure we are a legitimate candidate and can, in fact, be on that ballot, some of that money should be used on behalf of those candidates, especially those ultimately in the general election. There were some yard signs that were printed that just said vote Democrat. But again, one could argue that yard signs don't get people elected.
Well, one of the things that's come out since the election, the Montgomery Advertiser reported that the party had about $800,000 in both state and federal accounts as of mid-October. They didn't spend much of it. Party Chair Nancy Worley said they were doing things and some of that money had restrictions. How does that sit with you? How do you react to that?
My reaction to that is that we need much more accountability from the party itself. You know, this year was an historical year for the Democratic Party. We had more women running than ever before. It was an exciting year. It was worth celebrating. And if only for that reason alone, I think it was worth investing in what are our candidacies. And it would have been, I think, advantageous for the party to invest a little bit more money in helping some of these candidates get elected, certainly.
More generally, what's the chatter been among fellow candidates, particularly first-time candidates, since last Tuesday?
With the binary results that we saw from Tuesday, a lot of people are very disappointed. However, I take a different approach. I think there was a net gain for all of us. We know more. We have more data. We have more information. You had more people running than ever before, many of us first-time candidates. None of us are going to back down from what we've learned. And if anything else, we're more determined than ever.
Well, as you think about the future, your experience during this election cycle and the state of the Democratic Party in Alabama, do you think differently about any potential future run for office?
I know more, and that will help me moving forward. As candidates, we did not collectively raise as much money as we needed to run effective campaigns. You know, I think we've got a lot to learn, and we're more empowered as future candidates than we've ever been before. And none of us really thought that we were going to have a clean Democratic sweep all over the state of Alabama. I think some of us had hoped we would perform better than we did, but we're going to have to regroup, evaluate the results of what Tuesday was last week, and move forward.
Regroup, evaluate, move forward. What does that actually look like for the Democratic Party in Alabama?
I can't answer exactly for the Democratic Party because there are a lot of people who participate in the Democratic Party. But it's also going to be a lot. It's going to be the accountability and the pressure that we put on the Democratic Party ourselves. You know, without a solid, dependable, coherent Democratic Party here in the state, we miss out on a lot of resources from the national level, too. So I don't know exactly what that looks like. I think we're all trying to figure that out. Again, take the information that we have, look at the data, look at everything that we've learned, and put it all together to figure out the best path forward, not only for the Democratic Party itself, but for the candidates who ran this year and for all of Alabama, frankly.
That's Heather Milam. She was the Democratic candidate for Secretary of State.